This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Got a half step inside his own end zone, and he's got a seam. Jones, Hopkins, unable to beat him, and here we go. Jones, one man to beat him, and he is in. Let's see what the officials say. They may mark him back. Now they say touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Palmer's in Dallas off of Mockingbird, and so this has turned into like a almost an entire station-wide happening.
Family event.
I just saw Eric Chiafalo up here, Sean, Bobby, Peyton are here, RJ was here. Obviously, we're here rocking and rolling with our show. And right now, it's time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Were all those guys hungry for lunch?
Man, I think so.
And
they had a napalm showdown and tears were shed. It was pretty unbelievable, but we also talked in the last segment some, I mean, it's believable, but still really sad news from Mike McCarthy. For everybody who didn't catch it, what did he say about Zach Martin?
Yeah, that he will have season-ending surgery on his right ankle that has been bothering him for, I would say, the majority of this season. So just when you think these injury things have hit a low and then they go lower, it's just amazing what has happened to this team with not just player injuries, but we're talking all pro, Pro Bowl player injuries.
Yeah.
that can't finish the season now. So yeah, just another blow they're going to have to overcome with playing more young players.
How is Zach handled this way, because that could be, you know, when you're at the maybe end of your career and you're kind of contemplating that thought a little bit, and then something like this hits and you're going and watching the guys go through this kind of season, it's got to be disheartening. How's he been mentally, you feel?
Well, I think prior to this decision, you know, he's kind of hung in there to the point where, you know, he's pretty stubborn and pretty competitive. And, you know, he wasn't going to give in. And then finally, when they had the two games in 5 days, it's like, okay, we better, you know, take a step back. And I guess he finally relented. It's like, okay, don't know that I can push my way through this. And then yesterday, it was kind of, you know, Mike kind of subtly tipped it when he said, when they asked about him, and he said, well, yeah, we're still talking about it, see where he's at, and have some tests to do. When I heard tests to do, it was like, oh, that doesn't sound good. So, and you can tell his foot, that right foot, he just wasn't the same guy. And everybody was like, well, he's going downhill. Well, no, it had something to do with trying to play through injuries and giving it the best he, you know, the best he could. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know if it offsets it, but the fact that he's going to have season-ending surgery and then was nominated as the Cowboys nomination for NFL Man of the Year. I don't know if that offsets anything, but I'm sure he's sorely disappointed, and we kind of expect to get a chance to talk to him when the locker room opens this afternoon.
Well, then I know one of the questions that he's not going to want to hear that is definitely going to come up, and I will ask you a variation of it now. Knowing how stubborn in the best possible way and competitive Zach Martin is, my initial thought about the furthering of his career is there's no way he's going to want to go out like this.
Yeah, but you never know, like, what the surgery does. And what is he, 35 now, I believe? Yeah, it's going to be interesting if he decides, okay, that's, you know, that's that. Or, by golly, I'm going to rehab this and come back for, you know, one more year. But then there's also, you know, and I'm not trying to be, you know, cold about it, but there's also salary that has to deal with it, right? He's in the final year of his contract.
Yep.
And let's not forget, because of all the times they restructured his contract to lower the base salary, he is going to count $17 million against the Cowboys cap next year.
Mm. Yeah, that won't be fun.
And it is kind of cold to point that out, but here or not here, he's still going to be, you know, and he was worth every penny of it, by the way.
Having Zach Martin around is always better.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And I think Mike hit it on the head when he said the offensive line room is an illustration of his leadership. And I think that's a pretty good summation of his effect on this team and that particular position.
All right. Now, I want to move a little forward on that. The carousel that has been the offensive line this year.
Yes, having said that.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. How does this carousel look like it's going to be on Monday, then?
Well, he was a little late for his press conference, and we were doing the walk-off. And
what?
No one had asked about Guyton, you know, and I'm going, okay, yep. I got to go. I'm going to be late. But so in the walk-off, it was like, oh, what's Guyton's status today? He's going to be with the rehab group. So I was like, oh, that's good. Although today's like the extra day, so if they put the pads on it and they're scheduled for one more padded practice, it'll be tomorrow. So, but Brock Hoffman, I guess he continues to start at right guard. T.J. Bass will be the backup guard on game day. And then you, if Guyton can't go, Chuma Doga's in there at left tackle, as we were talking about having to deal with Hendrickson in this game, leading the league in sacks. And guess where you think he's going to line up?
Yeah.
The place where he can get the most sacks.
So I don't know if that answers your question about the offensive line, but there you go.
Oh, man. So
this is a spot where the Awesome Richards injury hurts even more, not only from a body standpoint, yeah, but, like, you really would need him out there and, like, hey, this is another chance to see what you can do for him.
Yeah, and he was doing fine,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, he was doing well.
For sure, for sure.
And they obviously would rather have seen him in there than Chuma. And then what comes into play, now if, you know, and we'll see where Guyton is. It's still got a ways to go. If he can make it back in time for the game, but if he can't, then, you know, Willetzko's your backup swing tackle. And I don't know if he's played a dozen snaps this year. So now you're really getting down to the depth. And, you know, and here you were kind of, okay, we won two in a row, here we go. And then it's like, okay, but these injuries aren't going away. At least Diggs was out there yesterday, and it was kind of a in-helmet walkthrough practice. So today, McCarthy said he'd be limited. And now you're playing maybe. Well, if you just look at his numbers, you're playing the top quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's fourth in QB rating at 107.4, which is darn good.
But he
leads the league with 30 touchdown passes. He leads the league in attempts, completions, and passing yards.
So, he'd absolutely be first or second in MVP if his defense
if they had
awful.
Won some games,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I got to make sure I say this right. So someone came up with a stat, teams record, the whole league, right? The record when teams score 33 or more points in a game.
Yeah.
The rest of the league is 53-1. Cincinnati, 2-4.
So all we got to do is score 33 points.
I think the person that pointed that out to me said, "Well, they better score 50."
Yeah.
But think about that.
Yeah, that's 50. Crazy.
So does that mean we let
even the Cowboys are 2-0 when they score 33 points or more?
Well, honestly, it really feels like we just figured out the path to victory. Mm-hmm. Just get to 33 points,
right,
and this game's a wrap.
But don't worry about your Pro Bowl guard not going to play and your starting tackle might not play and the backup's already on IR.
See? Sounds like you understand the point just fine, Mick. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
I'll be here. See ya.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.